This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We hope players play their best football here, and I think for the most part that's been the case. But in this case, we wish Logan well, and he's done a great job. Credit to him, credit to their staff. He seems to be playing his best football, and I'm happy for him. He's a great person, great family, and a guy with high character. So real happy for him, real proud of him, and hopefully this week he can take a break or something, you know. But yeah, a lot of respect and admiration for Logan and his family.
Hey, Sean, how good is this Washington front four? Montez Sweat and obviously Chase Young. Can you talk a little bit about their front four?
Yeah, I mean, where do you want to start? A lot of first-round picks up front. A lot of depth, first and second rounders, all in the front four. So highly talented. The numbers speak for themselves. The tape speaks for itself. We've got to do a good job there if we want to have a chance.
Going back to 1999, Wilson Frazier talked about how you guys were busy stamping out apartments in Philadelphia. What was that like to be a newcomer to the NFL and being around Leslie and Ron, guys who played on that, Bears defense and were NFLers? I mean,
yeah, I mean, you think about the people that were on Andy's staff. The list is long of guys that have gone on to have successful NFL careers. A lot of whom have become head coaches, Ron and Leslie, to name just two of them. I was, as I've said before many a time, just very blessed to be on a staff like that, not just with great coaches, but great people, led by Andy, of course, and. To learn from Leslie, Ron on the defensive side, Steve Spagnuolo, Jim Johnson, Harbaugh was on the defensive side for a little bit as well. So, an incredible opportunity for a young guy back then.
Ron said a lot of nice things about you. I mean, and you said a lot of nice things about Ron, but any chance you can start trash talking?
No. No. I'll leave that up to Ron if he wants to do that. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the cool piece, really, big picture-wise, of Andy's tree. There's so many of us out there now that inevitably it's going to come up. And, I think it really speaks, again, about Andy and the people he developed, the coaches he developed, what he taught us, what Jim Johnson taught us as well on the defensive side, and just the culture that we had in Philadelphia under Andy Reid and the types of guys that we had. I mean, it's one thing to be under a great leader like Andy, a great mentor, but also to take the time to study and take the notes, to spend the extra time that I know Ron did to prepare. That's another level.
Talked to Ron at the scouting combine previous to your first year, and I asked him what advice he had given you, and he said that he told you to surround yourself with veteran assistant coaches. Do you remember the conversation? First time you talked to him after you landed the job, and maybe some of the other advice he gave you?
Yeah, that was one of many conversations we had. What happens when you're an assistant is the head coach sometimes comes around to assistants' offices and we'll share. And sometimes a head coach needs a place to vent as well, just because it's a lonely job. I mean, right, as leaders, it gets lonely at times, and you just need to, hey, what do you think, type conversations, or someone again, as I said, he looked to maybe to vent to at times. So I just learned a lot through those conversations, and sometimes when he would leave, I would write some of it down just because if I ever had the opportunity. I wanted to be ready to go.
Who's the guy on your staff that you choose?
I'm not going to give you that.
He reached out to you to talk about the Bills model and what you guys established. You talked about this yesterday. And what was that like to have your mentor reach out to you to see what you have built here so far?
Yeah, I think it goes to the person of who Ron Rivera is in terms of he doesn't think he knows it all. He's humble enough to approach the game and building his program from a tell me how you did it over there. And so whether it was talking to me or Brandon, he's close with both of us. So and then as I mentioned the other day, Marty Herney as well. So I think we've learned so much from them and what we took out of our time together in Carolina. And it's probably 2/3 of that, and then they learned maybe a little smidge of maybe from us a little bit, but most of it we learned from them.
Sean, we talk about continuity a lot, how much it matters amongst coaches and players, but how about you guys just learning your players' strengths and weaknesses over, how long does that kind of take to, that you don't just show up and you know exactly what they can or can't do, because it seems like everybody's kind of really dialed in on exactly what guys can do and can't do, and you guys are, as a coaching staff, fitting that in.
Well, I think that's part of trying to be a good coach, or as good as you can be, is trying to learn the strengths and weaknesses of your individual players and then your units, in terms of offensively, defensively, the different position groups, and put them in positions to for them to succeed. And then also part of my job then is big picture is to try and make sure I bring along the pieces that we need to improve, and then try and target that on a weekly basis to get us better as a collective team.
A guy like AJ comes in last year, has, he didn't have the offseason, the whole guys are very unique. I mean, to develop him now, how much did you learn about him maybe this offseason you didn't know last season to be able to fit all that a little bit?
Yeah, just time around each other helps, get to know one another, build the relationships off the field, and then the relationships that the players have in the building with our staff, we as a staff try and talk, try and get on the same page with who everyone is and what they need and how we can serve them best.
Sean, the drive coming out of halftime on Sunday against Miami seemed like a pivotal moment in that game. When you went back and looked at it on tape, what went right to be able to kind of really put the game away almost in that situation?
Yeah, Jay, I felt like it was, again, not to be repetitive, but I believe in this, the communication at the back of the second quarter, the back half of the second quarter into the locker room by the offensive staff, and then the execution by the players, that's really what it came down to.
Sean, what have you seen through 2 weeks from your defensive line?
So early, Kim, it's hard to... I've seen some good, and I've seen some things that we have to improve, just like our team, right? So, I'm seeing a start to them understanding the importance of gap integrity and stopping the run, and in order to rush the passer, you got to be able to stop the run on early downs there. So, that's earned in terms of the pass rush piece of it. So, I think that's really where we're at. I'm seeing some older guys really fitting into a mix of younger guys, and I think Coach Washington and Coach Cesare are doing a good job of managing that, and I'm seeing at the same time, some really good competition amongst the group, and I think that's healthy for us.
Do you think for young guys like Russo and Epinesa to have some success, some sacks, some actual production that they can kind of reach onto and say, essentially I can do this, can that be important for a youngster?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to be able to know that you can do it, and until you get some of those returns early, I think there's always that maybe a little bit of that question in the back of one's mind. But now that they've gotten some of those, it's, hey, what are you going to do with, where's the next step and when's the next step? So it's, you got to stay hungry, and as you guys know, it's a week-to-week league, and you got to start over every week.
Their own challenge, but is it almost sometimes more difficult maybe to prepare for a guy like this?
Well, no, I mean, underestimate him. He's a very good quarterback. You look at the Tampa Bay game, the wild card game, I mean, eventual world champions, and he's within a score there in the fourth quarter of winning. So, you know, don't underestimate him. He's a very, very good quarterback, can make all the throws. He's mobile. He'll be a challenge.
What makes Terry McLaurin so tough?
Yeah, I think he's one of those stories where he's a third round, right? I mean, that you love to see in the draft. Seems to be an extremely hard worker, very technical in his craft, and he's a heck of a receiver.
Sean, Brian talked about his conversations with Josh this week and the frustration level, and, you know, it hasn't always been as perfect as maybe at times it was last year. From your experience with guys that have players that have reached what he did last year, is some of this early season, you know, difficulty good? Does it could lead to more, you know, growth?
Well, I think it's all growth, and you know, you look at what he did in this past week's game. There was a lot of growth between week one and week two that maybe is not being talked about amongst you guys. And I think that in and of itself is good enough growth for me. And he'll continue to grow. So there's all, even though, you know, you get the contract and, you know, expectations are up here, it's about learning through the ins and outs of the job year to year, week to week, and he'll continue to grow, and I'm excited about that.
Now, do you think specifically we're missing growth-wise?
Well, I don't know. I don't read your no disrespect. I just I leave that up to that guy.
What did you specifically see that?
Well, I just feel like things that just execution-wise and running the operation you know, you look at just even a couple of throws that were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. You know, when you go back and look at the tape, those throws aren't made by every quarterback in the league the way that Josh made them and when he made them. And just understanding how you win in this league. I mean, you look at the throwaway in the red zone on first down, I think on one or two occasions. I mean, that's probably not talked about. Maybe it is, like I said, because I don't. But smart football wins.
When it comes to timing, is it weighed against the defense, the emphasis on timing? Because guys can celebrate their touchdowns in the end zone, yes. But when a defensive player celebrates a good defensive play, it could be construed more often than not. We've seen over the past weeks as timing.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a hole I don't want to go down right now, John, but I know it's a hot topic, so I respect where you're coming from. I just say this. I think we want to keep the game to the standard that it's been at for years, and the reason it's been the game that it's been in terms of with the fans. To me, it boils down to, yes, it's an emotional game, but we also have to respect all, and I think there's a delicate balance there, yes, and that sometimes that becomes a subjective piece. The officials have as hard a job as any of us out there on the field. So it's all about the quality of the game.
John, do you feel part of the lens, just naturally, Josh will now be looking through, is in direct relation to the contract and the number that carries with that, and maybe what the line was of success that people would accept from him is now elevated just because of the number he's getting paid?
Well, that is... you know, again, probably more for the people on the outside, I would tell you. I think that's probably a natural reaction. I can just tell you Josh is playing good football, and he's going to continue to grow and play good football.
How did Levi and Tremaine come through from the game, and do you have any other, you know, injury updates that you can share?
Yeah, I'll give you, Jay, what I have. So today, Jerry and Bees will be out, Cole Beasley, that is, on veteran days. Star will not practice with a groin, and Gabe Davis will be limited. So everyone else will practice.
Going back to the defensive line, AJ was impactful on Sunday. What have you seen from him as he progresses, you know, now into
your career? Yeah. Well, again, as it was mentioned earlier, like he had the off season here, and that was a personal choice that he made to be here, even though based on the calendar and the rules, he didn't have to be here then. And so I credit him for that. And you see, when a player invests that way in his career, that it usually pays off. So I think that's a great message to young players that continue to come in behind AJ. So I've just seen a renewed commitment to the process and maybe a better understanding of what it takes to play at this level, what it takes to play in our defense, and what we're looking for on a down and a down-up basis. Yeah, he is quiet. I don't think I really know the real AJ, maybe, and I think that'll come out over time. But as a young guy gets more comfortable opening up in front of the head coach, maybe. But I think his guys know him a little bit more than I do that way. But I can tell you that it's been fun to watch him play, and the way he's improved has been, as I said before, one of the joys of coaching is watching people improve. A little bit of both, really, Joe.
Sean, how can a guy like Montez Sweat, I know you have one in Greg with the enormous wingspan, how can he affect a game?
Pass rushers affect the game, as you know, and yeah. The length is—it's hard to find that length, and I think, quite honestly, that was something we were targeting in the draft was some of those same qualities. We were fortunate to find it in Greg and also in Boogie there as well. So I think that's most NFL people that's on their radar through the process draft-wise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.